Blog Talk Radio.
That means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. But you know, as usual, every week we got to pay some of the bills, and one of them bills we got to pay is to our sponsor, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. We're your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. You can check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's show topic is sexless relationships. And the word of the week is listen. Simple, huh? Do you listen to everything that your mate says? Do you understand them? Well, you know, I'll get into that later, you know, if time permits. But, oh my God, I've got the sexy, sexy, sexy Kelly Anderson, a.k.a. Housewife Kelly, calling in to answer a few of your questions. And she's already got questions that were sent to Ask Miss V. That's right, for any of your questions that you don't want to post on the air and you aren't able to get it into the chat room, you can send them to AskMissV at thetoylady.com. That's AskMissV at thetoylady. And I will let Miss, oh my God, the sexy Miss Kelly, know what you're asking and get your questions answered on air. We've got questions already in that inbox, and we're still taking them all night long. And remember, you do not have to reserve your questions for the sexy Miss Kelly. You can also send any questions to me, and we will do the Ask Miss V segment. If time permits, I will answer those additional questions. Wow. Before, you guys know I always kind of go off script. Yeah, I'm thinking about stripping. But, wow, this week has been a long week for your girl. And I got to go a little bit off script because I can't stay on script all the time. But I guess before I go off script, as they say, I got to continue to pay these bills. So remember, at the end of the show, I'll be doing my live toy demo. And this week's toy is the Screaming O Studio Collection Compact with a Vibrating Bullet. Now, this is, oh my God, so cool, you guys. Ladies, you know how we're always walking around with our lipstick and our pocket or just a pocket mirror? Well, guess what? This little badass toy, you got your mirror and you got your toy. Now, it's funny because I was like, what the hell is going on? Remember, I'm the one who ordered this shit. I couldn't figure out how to open it up. But then I used the toy and, oh my God, so much pleasure. And this thing comes with extra batteries. Wow, I'm saying extra bullets and it's extra batteries. You know, so, oh my God, it's just like so great and so fabulous. Hey, guests, I see everybody in our chat room. Wow, you know, I'm glad this is your first time listening to Sexy Miss Kelly. Will be in tonight. She'll be on shortly, probably about 9:30. So we got a few minutes to sit back, chat, and y'all get a chance to hang out with me. So I see you guys in the chat room. I see my callers up in there. Oh, my God, I just want to thank everybody. This week's topic is sexless relationship. Is your relationship sexless? Are you in a sexless relationship? And that's a lot and a mouthful. And, you know, we always see people and you see them in public and you are like, damn, that's a badass couple. I know, you know, especially if you're looking at the female or the guy, you'd be like, oh, I know, they banging every fucking night. And, you know, some of these relationships, as they say, are for public view only. Behind the doors, they're not quite what they seem. You know, how do you guys handle being in a sexless relationship if you are one? Wow, you know, people are blowing me up. I'm not used to hearing these beeps in my ear. So you guys have to, I have to apologize to you because I'm hearing beeps tonight and I'm not used to the beeps all up in my ear. So I'm getting a little bit used to some of these bleep bleeps that are going on. But, wow. To the person who's beeping me, thank you. I'm loving it. Wow. And listen, that's the word for the week. You know, I always got to give you guys some type of sexy word. Listen. Do you know how to listen to your mate? When they talk, do you really hear what they say? Or do you just like, the famous word that I always hear is, I got you. I can't stand hearing, I got you. So are you really listening? Are you digesting what's being said? Or are you just nodding your head and agreeing to stop confusion? These are some of the things I want to hear from you guys tonight. And remember, if time permits, we got that segment called Ask Miss V, you know, where y'all send me your questions. You can call your questions also. You don't have to email them. But for those of you who are too shy or don't want to take the time to go on the internet or don't want to pick up the phone, you can send them to askmissv@thetoylady.com, and you can ask me anything. And I mean pretty much almost anything, from sex, toys, hygiene, etc., relationship questions. I got them all. And, you know, I can't wait to get Kelly on here because I've been checking her out. Actually, I've been checking her out for over a year now. And I've got some questions for my girl because she doing some shit. She got her shit going on. That's all I got to say. You know, she on the web. This is a family thing for her. Really got to give it up to her. And, you know, I'm going to take her to the V-spot, you know. So I hope she's prepared for it. But, you know, she might be a little exhausted because girlfriend had a show before she came on tonight. So, you know, I got to ask how she did that, too. But for those of you who want to know how much this bullet is, it's $22. And you know what? It's well worth it. When you're talking about getting a bullet, it comes with batteries and it comes with extra batteries. And it's a powerful little thing. This thing is so powerful that I had to take the thing off of it. And I know y'all say I'm always saying thing because I can't pronounce stuff right. But the there's a tab on it for the batteries, and I had to take it off because it was so strong and it was just going. And you guys know I'll burn out a damn toy in a heartbeat. So this one, you know, I'm going to let you guys hear ahead of time how strong this is, because this is a bad bitch. When I say this is a bad bitch, it is a bad fucking toy. Y'all hear that? And that's just on one speed. This has four speeds. So can you imagine four speeds and you carry that shit in your purse? Y'all hear that? I know you can. This is a bad fucking toy. So I'm going to have fun with this tonight. Oh, my God. I'm so hype. I'm hype because it's a new week. We're a month out from my favorite time, from my favorite holiday. And I know y'all will say, really, come on, Miss V, what's your favorite holiday? Well, I'm going to let you know. My favorite holiday is my birthday. So, and I say my birthday because I get to party and act a fool. You know, unfortunately, I won't be on the air on my birthday, but I promise you guys, I'm going to have fun. And I'm actually going to take that time to come up with some really good topics for the show because, remember, I'm still looking for that, co-producer, co-air person, on-air personality to be with me. Co-host. Yeah, my energy drink is kicking in early tonight. And, wow, it's been hot. I'm going through so much stuff. I got dog issues. Four- and two-legged. Yeah, I said it. And wow, you know, I'm excited. Sometimes I get on here and I just be like, what the hell is going on? And tonight I'm having a true redhead moment. And for those of y'all know that y'all know I stay red 99% of the time, and I'm like, damn, damn, damn. So I'm gonna have some fun tonight, but I really wanna know about the sexless relationships, because I've had a few of my girlfriends come to me about this one, and the listening part, you know, they say, y'all, I very seldom bring my personal life up in this, but I want to know, do you motherfuckers really listen? Because I'm going through some shit where I don't think this motherfucker is listening. And I know he might say that I call him an MF on the air. Baby, it's a term of endearment tonight. But seriously, do you listen to your mate? And do you really appreciate them? I posted some questions the past few days. Do you secretly sabotage your mate's job or career? Are you in a sexless relationship? You know, I had so many questions, I can't even remember them all, but you guys were like, wow, coming back. Some people retweeted it because I think it hit home for some people. All I can say is that I want to know what's going on. It's Tuesday night. It's June 11th. And wow, you know, I got a hot show tonight, and you guys know I love talking about sex. So it's the summertime, and for the adult industry, this is like our downtime. And I know you guys would say our downtime, but it's like our downtime, because this is the time when everybody's spending time with their families. You know, we still got our customers, we still got our people who love us, but you know, you got what, 10, 12 hours a day of more than that of sun. You outside, you know, taking care of the children, taking care of the spouse. You're preoccupied with all the free boobies that are available, because I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but here in Michigan, there are free ass and tits all over the streets. And when I say all over, I think when the weather hit 50 degrees here, I saw more ass than I've ever seen all winter. And it wasn't cute ass. But we know how it is, you know, when you can see it for free, and some of them doing other things that they're not supposed to be doing in public, you just don't have time to do the pleasurable things behind the doors. Because if you look at it, it's not that many babies made in the summer. Or have you noticed? Sometimes it's too hot to fuck. Let's get that clear. It's sometimes too damn hot to fuck. And I will be the first one to say that if I'm someplace and it's hot outside and the AC is going and the AC not kicking right and it's too damn hot, don't think about fucking me. I don't care if we're doing it doggy style, upside down, 69, whatever. Sometimes it's too hot to fuck. So, with that, you know, had to take this time to have fun, but this is also time where we get a chance to, what we say, do our recouping. I know I do my recouping. I get a chance to see all the new toys and stuff that's coming out, because I see them ahead of time, and all the great stuff for Halloween, and we get to push it. And wow, you know, I get to have so much fun. But I want to know, what do you guys think? Do you listen? Or was this topic too deep for y'all this week? Come on. Sometimes I know I could get deep. So let me know if having a sexless relationship is a little bit too deep for you. Let me know about that too. Because, see, I have no problem hearing what I'm doing is too deep. But remember, I'm looking for that co-host. I think, you know, I haven't decided. I may be looking for an intern by the end of the summer. We're preparing for a whole lot of stuff. You know, we still got a few expos coming up. Actually, in about a month from now, there will be Exotica Chicago. I won't be there, but props out to everybody who's going to Exotica Chicago, because it's going to be hot as hell. I will not be there. I will be drinking a hurricane. So I will be there in spirit with a drink in my hand the whole damn time, just so you guys will know. But, you know, we're waiting on the words to find out if they're going to do Edison, New Jersey. If they do Edison, you know, our goal is to try to be there. Plus, there's some few things in the background going on. You know, I'm excited. 2013 has turned out to be a really productive day for V's After Dark. And for those of you who don't know the history behind V's After Dark, I'm going to just take a minute. V's After Dark was started because I know all y'all see that sexy ass picture of me. I wasn't always that cute. Just so y'all know, I was bigger. And I'm still trying to lose it after my setback a few months ago. But I started this because it's hard to find lingerie for full-figure women. You know, being a BBW is not the easiest thing in the world, and people really tend to prejudge you and think that you're not sexy. But this week I had to deal with some conversations, and one of the conversations was that if you sell toys and you're over the age of 40, is you're fat, you're ugly, and you're desperate. Wow. I'm not fat, I'm not ugly, and I'm not desperate. You know, and even if I were fat, I'm still not ugly and desperate because I was a BBW. And I will tell you that the misconception that you can't sell toys and be sexy has got to go out the window, you guys, especially for those of us who are independent who don't work for other companies, because I might not be a size 4 or a 5 or a 2 or a 1, but guess what? I love my toys just as much as everybody else, and desperate has nothing to do with it. And I've had a lot of people, especially when they met me, and we've had this conversation for the past few weeks, and I've been talking to other people in the adult industry, well, the toy side of the industry, about it. And there's a misconception that as a woman, if a man sells toys, cool, he's the shit, you know. He's just like the ultimate freak. He's like the dream come true. A woman who sells toys, you know, we're selling them because we're desperate. You know, we lonely. We all this, we all that, you know. I'm going to let you know. Has nothing to do with it. You know, you don't have to be ugly or desperate to sell toys, and you definitely don't have to be a BBW or fat or whatever stereotypes you have, because at the end of the day, we all love our toys. And I know I love mine. I love selling them, and I love using them, and I love talking about them. It took a long time to become an expert in this industry, and there's not a lot of people in the adult toy industry who could say that they are experts. And to have that term, that title was given to me. So for anybody who will say, oh, well, you saw Cassidy, you say you're an expert. Oh, believe me, this was something that the title that was given to me, and it was rightfully earned. You know, it took me a long time to embrace it. I do embrace it now because I do know my toys. You know, you can ask me anything about pretty much any toy out there. If I haven't used it, I have reviewed it. If I haven't reviewed it, I've talked to people who've used it. I am very, very grateful and blessed that I have the privilege of receiving toys and getting a chance to use some of them. And I get a chance to share them too, but you know, it's nice to know that people appreciate my opinion on these toys. But back to tonight's topic, because I'm like in this really hot, sexy mood. Yeah, it's hot as hell, too. I think it's 80 degrees here today. I wasn't too cool with that. But sexless relationships, you know, how do you handle it? Or do you even handle it? My question is, if you're in a sexless relationship, do you just say, fuck it, I'm going to fuck somebody else? Do you try to talk it out? Do you try to work something out? What do you do? You know, I want to know. And the listening, how do you guys handle when you know your mate ain't listening? Because I ain't going to lie to you. People know that when you talk, and especially me, I repeat myself 5 million times. That's what I do. I've been doing this for as long as I've been on this earth. And it's amazing that, you know, while I'm seeing, wow, you guys are sending me messages on Facebook too? Damn. Wow, you know, but I hear you, baby, about that toy demo. Ah, wow. Yeah, you're right. That is a violation of the Eighth Amendment, right? And like I said, you know, it's great when you guys can communicate with me via chat room, via Facebook. This is the great thing about being on this show. So I saw you, sweetie, up in the chat room. I know that you're on there listening, you know. But that's all right, because I got your question. I saw what you said. I think I'm going to, you know, and the question that was posed to me in the chat room, when was I going to do an anal toy demo? I'm still looking for the right toy. I am not a big anal girl. I'm, you know, I got to be in the mood for anal, and I have not been feeling anything up in my ass lately. You know, but believe me, when I get that mood, you know, I'm going to make sure you're the first to know. I will fucking message you on Facebook and let you know, yo, I'm feeling like fucking myself in the ass tonight. You know, I got to be in that mood. I know y'all say, did she just say that? Yes, I have to be in the mood. Because, first of all, anal is a really special thing, even when you're using a toy. And I got to find the right toy. And since I love my clit being stimulated, you know, as they say, for those of you who listen to me and know y'all know I'm big on clit stimulators, I'm not real big on dildos unless I've got, like, my favorite one. Like, everybody knows from listening that I love my clit stimulators. I love my Dream Maker, which is, like, as they say, one of my most expensive toys. Speaking of toys and Dream Makers, I know y'all said, there they go, bitch, go jumping around. That's right, I'm jumping around. You guys, let me know. Check out the new toys, the new website. I am back with my original hosting company, and I want you guys to tell me what you think, because the original hosting company, and I won't say who it is, but, you know, they welcome me back with open arms, and I'm so glad to be back with my original hosting company. And I've only been back a couple of weeks, so you guys have got to let me know, because the toylady.com, I think this shit is hot. And I had fun building this shit. It is hot as hell when you can build a website and just, oh my God, how am I going to say I'm not a big anal girl when I have a nice romp? Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but I'm not a big anal girl. I apologize. I mean, I'm not, you know. And like I said, you guys who don't know that, when you guys already know now, I'm responding. I respond to the chat room. I respond to Facebook. That means that I'm a bitch multitasking. If I don't get me a co-host, we're going to be going crazy, you guys. Can you imagine trying to do this, being up in Facebook, being on Twitter, being up in the chat room, being on the air, screening calls? Damn, I'm the shit, ain't I? Yes, I do amuse myself. I know y'all said, not tonight, bitch. Did you just go there? But yes, I did. Oh, wow. See, and you done took me off my square. See, you so wrong for that, baby. Because you took me off my square, and I'm talking about the doggone website. You guys got to check it out. Like I said, this shit was fun to make. It's been a long time before I've had fun making a website. And this one was so fun to make because I got a chance to play with different things. I'm still playing with it. But I think it's hot as hell. You know, I went for that really sexy aspect. And it's just like, wow. And like I said, I'm back on my original hosting provider. So when I said they embraced me, well, wow. Oh, thank you, baby. I love that. Well, I know. Believe me, I know. And that's why, you know, I love my listeners. And I love my fans, because when you're communicating with me, just because I'm not typing back, you know that interaction is there. And I know you guys will say, for those of you who don't hear anything other than my voice and you're saying, who is she talking to? I'm actually talking on Facebook. My Facebook fans are, you know, sending me messages. And instead of typing, because it's easier to just verbally answer the question, if it's something I don't want to answer, my fans know that I will send them a message via typing. If it's something I can say out loud, I'm good for doing my stuff out loud, you know, and they know I will. Oh, I know he will. I haven't, you know what, we've been going back and forth for a minute with some things. This summer's going to be cool, baby. You know, like I said, we're still getting things worked out. I'm probably going through some staffing. I'm going to go what we call a staffing transition. So I've got a few people who are probably going to come in and take over. You know, that's one of the things that we're working on this summer. Like I said, there's a lot going on, and I'm, like, loving it right now. You know, I'm still seeping it in. As they say, still filling it out. And, wow, I'm loving my energy drink. For those of you who know me, know that I do my energy drink. It kicked in early tonight, and I drink all natural energy drinks. So for anybody who say she's going to be up all night, no, when I come off this show, I will do a regular go to sleep. I won't have a crash. But I do want to tell you guys, I'm like, I think I'm in love. Yes, I said, I think I'm in love. I got a new physical therapist. I want to marry this man. This man beat my ass so well. And for those of you who don't know, I was in a car accident a few months ago, but I went through physical therapy and oh, Mini-Me cannot be on the switchboard. Oh, my God. See, I'm going to ignore that one because Mini-Me is good, but Mini-Me don't need to hear all the shit I talk about on the radio, not when I'm here. Plus, she still has her day job that she needs to be getting up and going to. But that was, you know what, if it weren't for the fact that Mini-Me, and for those of you who are saying, I'm saying Mini-Me, well, Mini-Me is Tatted Beauty. She is my daughter. She is a co-owner of my company. I run 99% of the ship. But when we do shows, she's right there. God, she's fucking beautiful as hell. But Mini-Me cannot be co-hosting. Mini-Me has the other half who sit there and would fuck my shit all up. Not yet. I said give Mini-Me another 5 years. Or give her another 2 years when her other half can handle this. He still can't handle us doing the shows. I mean, hell, it took a lot for me to get him to understand that this was business. So, but that wasn't a bad idea. I've been trying to get her brother to do it, but he won't do it either. So I think it's because mom is talking about sex. You know, do you want to hear your mom talk about sex for 2 hours a week and talk about fucking and eating pussy? You know, some things, you know, we do kind of leave to the side. Just because we work together, they don't hear all of it. But it's not a bad idea. Oh, shit. Thank you for taking me off my square and making me say, wow. You know that I'm airheaded and tipsy. Back to what I was saying, I think I'm in love. I have a new physical therapist. He promised me that I'm going to be back 100 before the marathon. But oh, my God, I love this man. I met him yesterday, and when I say he found exactly where my pain was, and even told me, he's like, you're going to hurt for a couple of hours after this, found it. I swear, if this man wasn't married and I didn't have somebody, I would be proposing to him. I can't even wait to go back tomorrow, and he's letting me run. I'm, like, so happy. I plan on dropping this weight because this extra weight wasn't cool gaining from the accident. But I just want to, if you guys hear me talking about how I'm in love, I'm really in love with this man. I met him. He turned my back ways that I didn't even think it could turn. He's getting the nuts out. He told me, he still said I can't run more than 3 miles. That shit kind of sucks. That's what I don't like. He's limited me to three miles a day for the next month. But I'll be okay with it, but wow, I'm so in love. I mean, I'm so in love. I just met him, and it was love at first beating. How'd y'all like that one? I got beat up and fell in love, but it was a good in love. I mean, he says he's going to get me back in shape, and that was one of the things. Nice conversation. He understood that I won't to be able to run. I want to lose this weight. I want to get back in tip-top shape. I have a photo shoot. I've already had to cancel this photo shoot twice, so I'm not even going to reschedule until I know that I'm ready to go back up in that studio. Because I know you guys are asking what's going on, but I got, before the end of the year, I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to do something special for all my listeners, especially my loyal listeners. If I could get the weight off, I'm going to try to get back up in the photo studio and, you know, maybe we'll release a sexy video with the photo shoot, you know, something that instead of posting it on YouTube for everybody to see, what I'll do is we'll do like a director's cut, some behind the scenes, and maybe I'll make up some DVDs. That's a maybe. This is not a definite of the photo shoot, and maybe to one or two loyal listeners who have been following me from day one, I will drop that in the mail so you guys can see the making of everything, and as they say, the little things that's going on, because it takes a whole lot to look like this. But I think dropping that to you guys to let you know, hey, I'm really there, but out with the condition that y'all can't release that shit. You know, if I do that for you, you can't drop that DVD to people and then start posting that shit on YouTube talking about, yeah, check out Miss V. because that will be exclusively for you, you know, just giving you something. And, wow, you know, I can't believe 30 minutes have gone by this quick. Normally, I'm, like, trying to make the time go by, and I'm looking up, and it's 30 minutes gone already. So, definitely, you know, I'm going to have fun tonight. And, like I said, I know Miss Kelly is working, so she may take a little bit longer to call in. Let's see. Wow, she just, I did not catch that message. So, you know what? You guys, give me a second, because this one I have to answer this way. But I'm still talking to you. So, somebody send me some questions. What do you guys want to ask me? Anything? Anything, anybody? Anything? I know y'all like, did she just say anything? I said anything. Who's been horny this week? It's hot, so I know that with the summertime and everything, then I get the beeping in my ear. I'm going to have to start doing multiple windows. Have I ever done a DP? Yes, I have. It's been quite a while since I've done a DP, but I did do a DP. It's been a while, shit. About 10 years. And, oh, it was, you know what? It was fun because when I decided I wanted to do a DP, I did it with two guys who, I didn't do it with my man and another guy I wasn't dating at the time. I called up one of my friends who was in the swingers community, and I told him that this was a fantasy that I had, and we had a talk, and I was comfortable with him, and I was like, you know what, I want somebody that I'm comfortable with, wasn't looking for a relationship, wanted to make sure that everybody was clean, and actually, it was, doing the DP, it was something that I didn't know if I could do. I had my own perception of what a DP would be like, but when I did the DP, it was fun. What I can tell you, when you're with two guys who don't have a problem with their sexuality, the DP goes so much easier because I've heard guys talk about, oh, I don't want my boss and another guy's boss. Well, guess what? I had a whole lot of damn fun with that DP because, shit, how did I start out? I can't even remember. Was I on my back first? All I know was two dicks in my ass and pussy at the same time. We must have went for about 2 hours. I do remember it was a Sunday. Oh, my God. I think I got somebody on. I got to screen this call. I see these questions coming in. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, let me take my call. So let me get up in here. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V. How are you doing?
Hi, Miss V. It's Housewife Kelly.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is somebody who I've been wanting to talk to. Oh, welcome to the show, sweetie. How are you doing tonight? Wait a minute, how was work?
Well, you know what? Fortunately for me, I love my job. So I just got done doing an awesome cam show live for all my members of my website. And actually, I had a special guest, which was my husband. He actually got off work, came straight home, took a shower, and I was in the middle of camming, so he decided to join me, and I actually gave him some oral on live on cam for all my members. It was really fun. He ended up, you know, giving me a facial, and I was being very naughty.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, because I went onto the website. I was like, okay, I got to go see what's going on. And I'm like, wow, is she working before work? Okay, not mad at her. Well, you know what?
It's funny, because I don't really see my job as, like, work. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all fun for me. I love it.
Well, you know what? With a job like yours, I would have fun, too. But, you know, people, and I can tell you've got a lot of fans because, you know, I have email set up for Ask Miss V. And normally people are asking me, like, questions like who the fuck or whatever, or relationship questions, and questions were actually sent in for you. But before I get to those questions, because your fans, when they found out they could send questions directly to me to ask you, because, you know, some people are shy about going into the blog, the chat room on the website. So they didn't want to go up in there. I don't know why, but then everybody, you know, to each their own. I told them they could send me an email. I would ask you. But I got my own questions for you, because when I first met you over the phone, you were on my besties show, Naomi. You know,
yes.
So we got a chance to talk a little bit there. At that time, I didn't know I was going to have a show. I was just trying to sell you some toys. But
which, by the way, I have bought several off of your website, because I love, you know, I love your website. I love all your toys on there. And you're always, like, tweeting out all the new novelties you get. So that's why I love following you, because, you know, I'm using you for your toys.
You know what? Use me. But but you know what? I got a question, because, see, this is like a follow-up to Naomi's question, and this wasn't even on my question, but I figured since I got you and I kind of remember that show, have you had any chocolate yet? Real chocolate?
No, I haven't had me any swirl.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know, we got to get you some. I interviewed Flash Brown a couple of months ago, and I demoed his I can't even say dildo. That was a damn humongous dick. I hope he is not that big in person, because that was a little bit much for me.
Oh,
but
well, does my Lexington steel toy, does that count? Because I do own him. He's put away safely in my drawer, and on special occasions I do bring him out, and he's very big.
We said we're gonna give you the pass on that one, because Lex is a nice size. You know, if I did camming and all that, I think I would probably be a hoe. Because I'm trying to think, who wouldn't? Let's see, I would do Prince Joshua, I would do Flash, I would do Lex.
Uh-huh. It's okay, it's an acceptable, it's an acceptable hoe.
I got a whole list. And then I would do Ethan. After meeting Ethan Stone, I'd do that man any damn day. I met him a couple of months ago. Oh, wow. I would do him in the middle of a damn parking lot. Ethan, if you're listening.
Uh-oh, Ethan, you better call her right away.
If you're listening, don't get me in trouble, because that kind of slipped. I got to get to the real questions before I get myself in trouble. Because I know I got a Facebook question. I'm multitasking here. I'm answering questions on Facebook. I'm answering questions in chat room. I'm answering email questions. And they're not even letting me ask my questions, but I'm going to get my questions. I'm going to get to everybody else's questions, because I'm the host. I come first.
Of course you do.
Now, my curiosity, and it's not really curiosity. I'm going to say it's curiosity for everyone else. Being that you're in the swingers community, and I'm not sure what city you're in, but being that you're a swinger, when you decided to take your swinging public more so, how did the swingers community where you live at handle that? Because I know the swingers community, we are a, can I say we, am I still in it? Well, I'll say we are a tight-knit community, you know. We're kind of private,
yes,
depending on where we're at. So for a person to go public and say, not just that they're camming, but to say, hey, me and my husband, we're swingers and we love doing this. How did the swingers community handle that? Because like I said, that community is a very private community.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and it's kind of hard, because we'll go to swinger parties, and you know half of the places you can't even like take out a still camera, you can't take any pictures in there, anything like that. And we go to swinger parties, and you know we kind of forget about our website. We kind of put that on the back burner. Although it is in the back of our mind, but, you know, we like to go to swinger parties, and, like, we'll hook up with other couples or, like, a single girl, sometimes a single guy. But we don't really, like, mention that we have a website, or, you know, we can't, like, be going around busting out our video camera, you know what I mean? But there are occasions where, you know, we might be at the hotel or something, and it does come up, and, you know, maybe for, like, another time, or if my husband happens to have brought the camera, like, for him and I to have, like, shot something in the hotel, then, you know, it's kind of cool, because they'll be like, yeah, you know, sure, we don't care. And it's cool because we could just set the camera up, like, on the nightstand, on the dresser or whatever, and just kind of, like, let things roll, like, see, like, have a video going, like, from a real swinger's perspective. But, yeah, in most cases, they don't really, like that. So it's kind of hard to, like, find the right people to videotape, you know, because we do like to keep our, like, website real. And, you know, we like to capture, like, real things and real swinger moments going on, you know. So it is kind of hard, though. It's hard to find those people.
And like I said, you know, even though I haven't been swinging in a few years, I guess once you're a swinger, always a swinger. Is that how it goes?
I really think so, you know, because I really can't imagine being in the monogamous relationship. There is no way in hell. There's no way. I can't do it.
You know what? I feel you on that. I live in Michigan, so the swingers community here is set. Okay. For those of you who listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I just got to get my wording right. Y'all know I try to be politically correct. It's more segregated, so we don't have, like, a lot of interracial parties, and then the ones that we do have, it's almost like, okay, why are you here? Swingers parties here are like going to business meetings. I mean, you're like really negotiating here. And if you're I'm serious, because I kid you not, I'm blessed to be able to say I have a financial status where I'm into some, as they say, the higher class parties, because you got some parties that are like really private places, and people say, how the hell do you get in there? And I'm like, okay, you know, money talks. But it's one of those things where it's really kind of segregated, and it's income. Not only is it income-based, it's race-based. So it's really hard, and then we're on the Canadian border. So we also have swingers clubs in Windsor. So those of us who have passports are able to go to another country and swing, too. So it's kind of, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. So it's, you know, but I always tell people, you know, I haven't been in it for a while because I've switched over to doing my toys and losing weight and trying to be a good significant other, and since my other half travels and we both travel, it's kind of hard to say I'm going to swing when I don't have a mate there. Plus, all I like is pussy. I don't like dick that much. Now, that's what I was going to ask you. See, I'm getting ready to get all up in your business, because my questions really don't mean shit right now, because I got questions, because being a swinger, and I always have to ask. Because it's very seldom that you get a chance to ask a swinger questions. I mean, you normally got pussy or dick in your mouth when you're at a party. Nobody's really asking questions. My question
And if they
is,
did, I wouldn't be able to answer. All I'd be able to do is just hum.
So since you don't have a dick or a pussy in your mouth right now, at least not at this moment, are you particular? I mean, I know you love, you put it out there, you love dick, you love pussy, you love cum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're at a party not on cam, have you gone to parties and said, listen, all I'm doing is eating pussy. I'm not fucking nobody. Because I have people look at me. I don't like dick. I don't want a dick but the dick I got. You can give me all pussy all day long and they can eat my pussy. But I can't, you know, I'm not into everybody else's. I haven't gotten to, you know, I used to be there. And I think when I got in a relationship, I became an old fogey or something. I got particular because I got some. You know, baby, if you're listening, don't listen. He turned me out. So I'm kind of like not wanting nobody else, you know.
Well, how long have you guys must not have been together. How long have you been together for now?
We've been together 5 years.
Oh, but wow.
It's not him. Like I said, it's me. I don't want nobody else. I mean, I want a woman all the time. I just don't want another man.
Yeah.
Like I said,
Yeah, and you know what, to each their own, you know, like, I love my husband dearly, I love his cock, but, hey, I like me some strange once in a while, and I am very bi, so I do, you know, hook up with girls, too, but when I do go to a party, I don't really have, like, a mindset on, like, oh, I'm only going to get, you know, pussy tonight, or, oh, I'm only going to be getting cock tonight. I just kind of go with an open mind, you know, and just kind of, like, see who's there, what the crowd is like, you know. And to be honest with you, more than half of the time we go to a swingers party, I don't even end up hooking up with anybody, you know. Like, it's not, like, a crazy scene where, you know, some people might think it is, you know. Like,
well, I've been to enough parties, so you don't have to explain it to me. Believe me, I've walked into parties Well, real swingers parties are more, for those of y'all who listen, real swingers parties are really comfortable. It's not what you see on TV where a bunch of orgies and all that. You
right.
know, we have people talking and having conversations, and you get the person like me who'll walk in, and I always had my favorite chair at this one place. I mean, it was this nice, comfortable chair. I would go, like, plop down. I could be sexy as hell, and they'd just be like, you know, they'd look over like, I'm chilled. And then it'd be like, if somebody started messing with me, you know, when the mood hits. You know, people don't walk in, you guys saying, oh, wow, I'm fucking that one, and I'm fucking that one. I mean, it just don't go like that.
Exactly. Well, I guess it depends on how many drinks I have. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, you know, usually, I mean, if anybody off the street didn't know, like, if they came walking into the club, they wouldn't necessarily know it was a swingers club. You know what I mean? And, you know, just even to go and, like, have the conversations that you do with these people are just so cool. I always find it so interesting to talk to other couples and see, like, what they're into or what they're not into. And I just love it. I love listening about, like, anything to do with sex, really.
Well, see, that's why I got this show, because I love talking about sex. You know, and having friends like Naomi don't help it any. As they say, you know, I get to talk about sex on the radio. Then I get to talk about sex on her show if I call in. And then when we're in person, we be trying not to talk about it, and then always, always go back to it. Do you find that happens with your girlfriends?
You know what? Yes, it always happens to me. Like, I was just hanging out with one of my girlfriends who's extremely, extremely conservative. She's recently divorced, and I just crack her up because, like, she turned to me the other day, and she was like, you are just so obscene. Like, you are so flirtatious, and I just think you're hilarious because everything that comes out of my mouth, like, she can just be saying the most innocent thing, and I always turn it into, like, some kind of sexual comment. I just can't help it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask the question that a lot of my listeners are probably wondering. You know, what made, I mean, not, we know you love cock, we know you love cat, we know you love cum. What made you take that to the level of going on the web with it?
Well, because at the time, like, it was about 2006, and my husband and I had been swinging, you know, for quite some time, and what we used to do is, like, you know, we would, like, always, like, videotape us and stuff, and sometimes if we did get a chance to, like, videotape another couple, you know, we would do that. And then, like, the next day we would, like, you know, pop in the video and we would, like, watch it and kind of, like, relive it and stuff. And we'd be like, oh, my God, this is, like, so good. You know, I wish there was, like, stuff like this on the internet, you know, like, real stuff, you know, not this, like, studio stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but because I get off on that, too. But we just kind of, like, came up with the idea of, like, oh, let's, you know, put it on the web, you know, put it on a website and see how it goes, you know. And we got such a good response, you know, with it. We just kept on going.
Because I've always thought that was interesting. I've only got one tape out there, and actually I used it to blackmail my ex with. But I do. I hate him right now, so.
Uh-oh.
But no, you know what, and it's funny because I use it as a blackmail tape, but my other half likes watching me do him, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not feeling that, you know.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I could see, my husband's like that, too. Like, he really gets off on watching me with other men, so I could totally see how your husband is turned on by watching you getting fucked by your ex.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was so funny, and actually it was, and I was bigger because I used to be, I guess I'm still going to use the term BBW because I started V's After Dark because I was bigger, even though I've gone through this transformation of everything. But, you know, it's kind of always funny because they'll say, watch that. And I actually have gotten to the point, okay, here's the laptop. You watch it. I'm not trying to relive it because we were with another couple. And, you know, it was not a good breakup. I mean, I think if it was a good breakup, it would have been like, yeah, that was hot, you know. But I was like, I ain't feeling that.
So you used to swing with your ex, but not your current husband?
No.
Or
see,
boyfriend?
I'm married. But I was swinging before I even started dating. I've been, let's put the age out there. I've been in the swingers community for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I started as a single woman. Always did.
Ooh, we love single women at the club.
I was a third for the longest, so I tell everybody being a third is great. And so actually, every man that I've met in the community, because I don't think I could date a man who doesn't swing. I've tried dating men who don't swing, and it doesn't work when I sit there and say, what's your fantasy? And I say, I want to be with another woman, or I want to see you fuck somebody. And it's like, oh, so you want to mess around. Well, we don't need to be together. So I decided, you know, I got to be with somebody who's in that community, mm-hmm. who already understands that, hey, it's not about fucking around. It's about my fantasy. My fantasy is watching my man do somebody else. I think that's my problem. I like watching him do other people. I want them to feel what I'm taking home every night.
Ooh, yeah. See, I like that, too. That to me is a real big turn on.
Well, you know,
I love that. It turns me on so much to just, like, when we're with another couple, and, like, I'm doing the guy, and then he's doing, like, my husband's doing the guy's wife, and we're just, like, watching each other. It's just such a turn-on. I mean, and, like, we love each other so much, and, like, we know, like, nothing is going to, like, come in between us. That, you know, it's just sex. We're having a good time. And it's like you can just relax and let yourself go, and there's just really no bigger turn-on.
Well, I got some questions for you, because I am, like I said, I could talk to you all day, because, see, being a fellow swinger, even though I haven't been doing it in a while, I could ask those questions other folks won't know to ask. But I have a Facebook question for you. This came from one of my Facebook fans, and luckily my Facebook fans can contact me out the whole world seeing what they post. But this mm-hmm. one was a question that was posed to me before you came on, and it was about, the question was, ask Housewife Kelly if she's ever did a DP.
Oh, no, I never have, actually. I do like to be with multiple men. I prefer, like a double blowjob, or, like, you know, me doing a blowjob and, like, getting fucked in my pussy. I don't even mind, like, a finger or, like, a tongue in my ass, but I've never been DP'd with, like, you know, a cock in my ass and a cock in my pussy. Although I have had, like, I've done that with a toy, with two toys, but never in real life.
You should try it. It is so much fun. It is so fabulous. I did that when I was single.
My booty is so tight.
Did the right two guys, and you don't even realize it. I kid you not. You don't even realize
it. I'd have to have two guys with two small dicks.
I'm telling you, the orgasm in the ass is the best orgasm. Oh, my God.
Well, I do agree with you on that. Like, I have done anal before, and, like, I mean, my husband's pretty big, but we've, like, fucked around, like, anally and stuff like that, and, yeah, it's definitely a totally different orgasm. I love
and it. And that... Like I said, that with the DP, squirt heaven.
Ooh. Yeah, sometimes I squirt. My husband's a pretty good, he's pretty good at, like, making me squirt.
So you guys making me want to fly where you at. Okay, let me stop. This is a Canadian question. This is one of your fans. As a matter of fact, this person been tweeting, and when they got the email, they, and they put their name on here, so I'm going to... If I say your name and you didn't want me to, I apologize, but since you put your loyal fan, I'm going to ask this question. He says he has a couple of questions for Kelly. The first question is, has your online presence affected your personal sex drive with your hubby?
It has affected it, but in a good way, because, you know, we're constantly, like, you know, looking at our pictures, looking at our videos, you know, talking about, like, what we're going to do next on video. We get to role play. You know, I'm always dressing up in costumes and, you know, hooking up with other people. And, like, it's just a constant flow, like, all the time. I love it. We have a really, really healthy, like, relationship and sex life. So I would say it definitely has affected us, but for the better.
And then his second question was, I know you've got the best amateur site and content, period, but can you please consider adding high-def video? And there was a smile. And he said, and I'm going to have to read the end of it because that was in his question. He said, thank you, your loyal fan, Jim F. And he is actually on your site because he wrote a nice, beautiful email, and He's like, you are the most beautiful housewife next door, down to earth look. I mean, he just, you got so many props. I mean, this is the email you want to say, you want to post it somewhere and say, yes, see, people do love me.
That's awesome. I love hearing that, and I love hearing from my fans, and I do have some really long-time loyal ones who have stuck around with me. Well, to answer that question, you know, we are a very, very amateur site, and nothing is polished, you know, nothing is, like, airbrushed, and, you know, there's no studio, there's sometimes no lighting, you know, we're so amateur, and really, I like the feel of the amateur, like, I like the look of it, I love that our site is so amateur, and I don't really like to do HD because also I'm not in my 20s anymore. And you know what? I do have flaws and I like to try to hide them a little bit if I can. But, you know, I do have an HD webcam that I do my weekly shows on. But that's really about it. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna totally keep the amateur feel.
Oh, well, you know what? Would you like to take a question from a caller? Because I see we got a caller who has a question for you.
I absolutely would love that.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Ms. V and Housewife Kelly. What's your question? Hello?
Hello? Is anybody there?
He left. They'll be back.
Oh, he got scared.
As soon as I picked up, I was like, no, we don't want to talk. They'll come back.
He got scared. He was like, oh, God.
You know, I've had people do that. Can you? And see, you've been to Exoticas like I have. Kelly, you have to go to Atlantic City next year. I don't know if you were there this year, but you have to go.
Oh,
it was so awesome.
You know what? I didn't go to the Atlantic City one. I went to
Fort Lauderdale
the other one. No, Edison.
Edison?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well. Yeah, I'm kind of kicking myself for not going because those things are so much fun. And every time I go, I end up, like, hooking up with someone and getting, like, some really cool videos and stuff. So do you win? Was it good?
We could have got you some swirl in Atlantic City.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Where my booth was, when I say that I saw so much ass, I mean, I had, they got this, I'm from Michigan, so we don't have, like, a lot of male strip clubs, and I'm not into male strippers, but they had the men from Scores. They're going to be up in, oh, my God, they were handsome. And then they had these other strippers that kept walking past me. When I said that I was in man heaven, and I'm next to Roxy Reynolds, and I'm across from Nikki Delano, and I had everybody around me, and I was broadcasting live from there, so I was hyper, hyper, hyper the whole time, and I got a chance to meet a lot of the fans. And when I said that, oh, Atlantic City, I've been telling them I want them to bring Atlantic City back because that was I had never been to Atlantic City before that show. And even though we were dog beat tired, we drove in, so it was like that 10-hour drive turned into 13 hours. So when I say we got no rest that weekend because my daughter, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about it, but my daughter works with me when I do the shows. So we're there together.
That's an interesting duo.
Well, I mean, she's legal, and, I mean, if you're going to have a family business, might as well have somebody who can handle the nonsense that goes with it. But she wasn't prepared for the fans. Well, we walk around we wear corsets the whole time, so we're there with corsets and shorts on or skirts. I mean, that is the dress code for my company. There is no T-shirts. We don't do T-shirts with the company name. We do corsets the entire weekend. So we're talking about being tied in and, you know, we keep it classy.
Ooh, I like your dress code.
Yeah, so she wasn't prepared, but, I mean, she was there and it was like people were walking up and they're saying, oh, my God, you must be Tata Beauty because I forgot I talk about her. But we had fun. So it was funny, though. But it was fun because neither one of us had ever been to Atlantic City, and she's never been in a casino, even though we've got casinos here. And, you know, she's kind of like me. I'm not a gambler, so it didn't impress us. And we've been drinking. For her 21st birthday, I took her for a drink, so that wasn't anything impressive. You know, as they say, the things that people would say, oh, wow, your daughter. I'm like, okay, I've been selling toys since before she got in high school. Mm-hmm. So toys have always been around the house. And, you know, when I started doing shows, it was different. And she's got a chance to be around it. But then she doesn't listen to the show. So I've had people say, why doesn't she come on the show? And I'm like, okay, mom talks about things we don't want her to hear. So...
Hey, you know what, though? I think that's great, you know, when, you know, you can be open with your daughter and, you know, I mean, sex is sex. It's life. It's a part of life. Everybody does it. Everybody's got toys. You know, it's like, I don't know who these people think they are when they're like, you know, have something against it. And I don't know. We're all human. I mean, what the fuck? I kudos to you for being so open with your family.
Well, people, so you have to remind people. They have to remember, it took sex for them to get here. They did not come out of a test tube, despite how much they may want to think that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't come out of a test tube. And, I mean, I have two adult children. So, actually, both my children know about it. I have a son and a daughter, and they're both adults, and they, you know... It was getting used to because I started out just doing a lot of photo shoots before I really pushed the website hard. And, you know, my son actually, I guess some of his friends came across some of my pictures online. And he wasn't happy with me because I had not told my children that I had been doing photo shoots. And he kind of called me some things. And, I mean, I didn't understand where it was coming from. And then I was like, oh, my God. His friends were on websites they shouldn't have been on and my pictures had been released. So it was like,
ooh. Well, you know, that happens to a lot of people in this business. You know, they try to hide it from their family and, you know, some friends and stuff like that. And they, you know, they get exposed and they kind of quit the business and or they can't handle it or whatever. But, I mean, you know.
It didn't bother me. I mean, my son and daughter knew. I come from a new family, as they say. I have one of those families. My mother talks about sex. My dad talks about sex. My grandmother talks about sex. My aunt talks about sex. When I say we talk about sex, if we didn't, I mean, when I start doing this, if we didn't talk about sex, I couldn't do it. I don't think I could, but because we all talk about sex, I mean, my dad is like, I want to listen to the radio show. I was like, you don't need to.
Oh, God. See, I don't know. Like, I could talk about sex with my mother, but my dad, I don't know about. My sister, yes. My brother, no. But, you know, my mom is really funny. I've said it before. Like, I wish to God I could do, like, some kind of phone conversations with my mom or something and put it on my website because the conversations that me and my mom have are so crazy because she's 66 years old. She just got out of a relationship of, like, well, actually, I shouldn't say relationship. She had a booty call, and this guy was only 45 years old. And my mom would call me, and she would tell me about, like, her anal sex and, like, her toys and, like, all this stuff. Just the other day, she was like, oh, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but my toy burnt out. She's like, can you get me a new toy? And I was like thinking, oh, I better go to Miss B's site to go get my mom a new toy.
Well, you know what? Try having a mom who sits there and says, so what toy do you recommend? Now, remember, my parents are still married and living in the same house together. So, you know, I hear the conversations that I don't want to hear because my mom used to be described as Peg Bundy. And my mother is only 63, so it's like I hear both sides. I mean, and then I have a grandfather who's still alive who is crazy about my calendar. People have tried to take the calendar that he has because he is the only family member who has one of my calendars. So try having your 80-year-old grandfather with your calendar up in his house and your cousins coming by saying, we want a calendar. I'm like, pay for one.
You know what, though? That's great. I think that's great, you know, that you have the support of your family and everything. You know, I do as well. I don't really like to talk about, like, what I do, like, with my family and stuff, but, you know, half of them know. A lot of our friends and stuff know and stuff. And I've really gotten nothing but good feedback. I mean, you know, here and there you have some shitty people, but, you know, everybody's been really awesome. I love it.
And you know what? That's such a great thing. Like I said, listened to you last year on Naomi's show, which I guess I kind of got a jump on. Most people interview you because I got a chance to talk to you last year. But I was like, wow. I was like, I got to get Kelly on. And then, you know, I went back and forth and all the craziness.
I know. It's so awesome that finally I've, you know, been able to get on and everything. So.
Well, it's crazy when I didn't know how crazy having a radio show was. You know, you hear other people's shows and you'd be like, why? I've always, like, I'll say, somebody will say, oh, we want you to be a guest. And I'll be like, okay, I'll be a guest. And, you know, I'm thinking, boom, boom, boom. I got, you know, next week I'm ready to do this. And now I realize why it's not next week no more. people say, I'm like, listen, I booked my guests a month and two in advance. You know, are you kidding me? But before I was, when I was just being interviewed, it was different because I didn't understand how people were like, what do you mean? I got to wait to be booked. Aren't you ready to interview me? And now I'm that person who's saying, hey, I got this date available. Are you available? And going back and forth and time constraints and schedules. So, it's, you know, it's actually kind of fun now. But I don't know if you had a chance to listen to my show, but I always take my guests to the V-Spot. But, see, you've been on the V-Spot all night, so this is kind of crazy for me because I can't really take you to the V-Spot because the V-Spot is normally when I get up in your business. But I've been in your business for I've been in your business for a minute now. But I do have, you know, I'm going to ask you a question because not only do you have Housewife Kelly, but you got Kelly's Fetishes. What's that all about? Because I know that, you know, people know about Housewife Kelly, but tell people about that other side of Housewife Kelly with these fetishes that you got going on.
Well, it's kellysfootfetish.com. And what that is like, you know, I noticed like, I don't know, ever since I was, like, a teenager, like, I always, like, was obsessed with, like, painting my toenails and, like, wearing, like, heels and, like, stockings and stuff. And I came across this porn one time over the internet, and it was, like, giving a foot job. And so I wanted to try that on my husband. I had never done it before. And, like, then I, like, kind of, like, became obsessed with it. Like, I loved doing it, and I got, like, really good at it. And, like, there's different techniques that, like, you kind of do. And you got to kind of have, like, strong legs and you know, you got to kind of pose your feet really good. And now, like, I'm pretty good at it. And I jerk my husband off with my feet, like, all the time. So for that website. Yeah, like, I don't do any, like, well, I shouldn't say weird stuff because some people might think foot jobs are weird, but
I'm trying to picture a foot job. So I'm like, now I'm gonna have to go on there because I'm trying to figure out.
It's pretty cool, you know. And I like wear sexy heels and stockings, and you know, we kind of get creative with like the videos and stuff. And there is a huge market for foot fetish. There's a ton of guys out there who are obsessed with my feet. And, you know, like, they always get cam shows from me. Like, they want to see, like, they basically just want to see me, like, model my little feet and stuff. And it's pretty interesting. I find it very intriguing, you know. So I figured I'd have an outlet for that. And that's why, like, I had started that.
Because I was like, wow, you know, I've been trying to figure that out.
Oh, you got to go home tonight, honey, and give your man a foot job.
Well, you know what? I give him other jobs.
Hands-offs, blow jobs. Hey, may as well throw in a foot job. Spice it up a little bit.
Well, what's next on your agenda? Because, you know, every time I look at you, it's like, because when I'm on Twitter, which I know people probably think I'm crazy because when I'm on Twitter, Twitter is a job for me now. You know, it's a fun job, but it's a job because, I don't know, did you get a chance to go to the new website? Have you seen since I've gone back to my original web hosting company? I guess I'm not going to give them a shout out because they're not paying me no money to give them a shout out. They're making millions anyway. But my original web hosting company, I left one company, and I'll say who I left because this is something that people need to know. And it's not a bad thing against them, but it's just that people need to be familiar. I left Yahoo. Yahoo was not, I was not with Yahoo, and the person who built my last website forced me over to Yahoo. Yahoo has clearly in their user agreement no adult content. So they blocked a lot of my stuff that I did not know. So now I'm back with my original hosting company. But have you had a chance to see? I built this new website myself, and it is so sexy. I'm like loving it. Have you had a chance to go to it?
I have. You did a really good job. And, like, I love checking out people's websites because, like, you know, as you built your website yourself, my husband and I did ours ourselves. And, you know, coming from a no computer, like, background education or anything like that, you know, we kind of, like, had to learn as we, you know, kind of went along. So I do like checking out, you know, what other people are doing and, you know, what kind of features they have and stuff. And, you know, we try to update our... Pretty cool.
I'm like kind of, as they say, for me, and people keep, I know everybody say I'm kind of obsessed with it, but I'm so proud of myself because I learned in college. I know some of y'all might think that I'm older than dirt, but I did learn web design in college, but it was part of my degree because I took so long to graduate. So I had to take, like, one web building class. But that was all handwriting of HTML, and that's what my site originally
was. HTML, exactly. And you know what? I didn't go to school for that, but I did teach it myself at home. I used to take the HTML classes. And as you probably know now, you don't really – I mean, you use HTML now, but not as much as, like, you would have back then, which it's the harder route to go.
Who are you telling? See, this time I cheated. I got a program, but see, I bought the program.
Yeah, those programs are pretty nice.
Especially if you know how to play with them. Now, if you have no clue of how to play with them and anything, then you'd be like, okay, this program is useless. But I actually learned how to play with it. So I know you guys listening say, why is she bragging? But you know what? It's hard to build a website. It's not as easy as y'all think.
And that's the thing. You know, people sometimes they kind of look at me and they're like, oh, you know, she's just a porn girl, you know. She just does porn for a living and blah, blah, blah. You know what? It's like shooting a video is actually the easiest part of my job. Nobody sees, like, the back end stuff of, like, the editing, the long, endless hours of, like, editing videos and, like, posting it up and, like, you know, doing the pictures and, you know, running the website. It's hard. It's really hard work. And I spend hours and hours every day, like, trying to do that stuff. But it's not easy, you know, but I do it, and, I mean, I do enjoy it, and I'm glad I'm doing something I enjoy, but it is hard work.
Yeah. Like I said, we kind of jumped off subject, but it was like, because I was looking at your site, I was like, damn. You know, and now I'm like you. I'm like, wow, I wonder who did this site. You know, I'm always like, damn, that web designer is doing this, you know. Because you always be like, what's going on with this? And you look at it, and like I said, we could talk about that all day, but I do have a question, and you can any question I ask, you could say pass, but you pretty much have your business out there, but I didn't see this out there. Everyone knows that you're married, but how long have you guys been married?
Well, we've been married for 6 years, but we've been together for over 16 years.
Wow.
We were actually together for 10 years first. Then he proposed to me. So, yeah.
Ooh, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have asked that question. My other half probably like, and she wants to get married after 5?
Uh-oh. You know what? I never pressured him. It wasn't something I really, you know, really felt strongly about, like being married. I mean, I knew that I loved him and he loved me and we were a strong couple. And I knew that he came from a broken family, so, you know, a divorced family. And I knew he had different, like, views on marriage. So I never really pushed the issue. And 10 years later, out of the blue, he proposed to me. And I'm like, okay, all right, let's have a big party. Yeah, you know. But we've known each other since literally we were 8 years old. And he used to, I've told this story before, literally ride his bicycle up and down my road screaming at me, Kelly, I'm going to marry you one day. I'm going to marry you. And I'm just like, okay, you know, giving him shit, rolling my eyes and, you know, being all sassy with him and stuff. Like, yeah, right, fuck you. But he definitely chased me for a very long time before I decided to finally, you know, make a relationship
so cute,
with him. Yeah, it is really cute. It's cute.
You know, when you hear somebody been knowing each other since 8 years old, I mean, well,
yeah,
you know, I've known my best friend since I was 8 years old, but I wouldn't marry him. But
he really was my best friend, and he was also my special friend. Like, you know, we were very naughty, too, like, when we were younger. Like, he would have a girlfriend, I'd have a boyfriend, and, like, maybe we'd be, like, in between relationships or whatever, and we'd, like, hook up with each other and, you know, here and there and stuff. And but he was one person that I always, like, I always really trusted, and I told him everything, and, like, we just had a really strong friendship. And
so he was the person
that
you went to when your boyfriend was acting a fool and said, "Can you believe that Dick did this?"
Yes. Come on, now fuck me.
After you vent and say, "By the way, damn, you look like you're hard. Can we? I need a stress reliever."
I'll never forget it because, you know, since we were 8 years old, he literally has, you know, had chased me. And when finally, I think I was around 16, we ended up finally having sex. And I'll never forget it. As soon as he finished, he, like, sat up and he was like, that's a notch on my bedpost that I've been waiting a long time to put on.
Well, you know what? I do get a chance to take you to the V-spot because I asked you a question. And the V, just so you'll know, the V-spot is where whatever comes to my brain just happens. Sometimes there's sexual questions, sometimes they're not. But I never go I have my own off-limits areas. So if I think it's off limits, you won't hear it come out my mouth. I don't care what anybody says. It just won't come out my mouth. But I just had this thought while you were talking. And, you know, we talking about sex and everything. What song did you lose your virginity to?
Which what? Oh, song?
What song?
Well, there wasn't any music playing.
What song was playing in your brain?
Just me screaming.
Wow. And don't ask me why that just came to my mind. I guess because I was thinking about when I lost my virginity. So
I'd like to say, like, you know, Talk Dirty to Me by Poison or, like, She's My Cherry Pie by Warren. But, no, it wasn't. It was no music. What's your next question?
My next question is, now you know I'm the toy lady, and I cannot have a whole conversation without talking about toys. I can't even have you on my show and not talk about toys. So what is your favorite toy, Kelly?
Oh, God. Okay. My favorite toy is, it's called the Celebrator, and I really wish that I can, like, fucking sell that toy or, like, sign up for their affiliate program, but they don't have, because it is literally the best toy, hands down, ever made. I love it. And I've done videos with it. My husband, okay, first of all, I own three of them. And my husband owns one of them. It's called the Celebrator. It looks like, if you look at it, it literally looks like an electric toothbrush, okay, without the bristles. And that thing is awesome. It's it goes right on your clit, and it's even made me squirt a couple times, and it's made my husband squirt too.
But did you get it from that guy who has the gloves? Because I think he's the one who sells them. I can't even think of, I'm calling him the love guy, but he was at Exotica. And I think
the inventor, okay, was at the Exotica. And I went up to him and I was like, I just want to tell you three words. I love you. I was like, this is the best toy ever invented. Thank you. And I'm like, I can't believe a guy invented this.
Every Exotica I do, I'm always right next to him. I'm always next to him because his gloves, I actually have got to put the glove on my site because that glove is fabulous.
Mm.
And the glove he has to distributors. But that's why when you were saying, I was like, wait a minute, I think I know about this one. And yes, you know what? I think I came while I was at Exotica this time with one of his toys. People were messing with me. So you got to realize I was on the air. So you had between... Oh, my God, like, I can't even remember the people. I had so many people flirting with me, and men always men and women were flirting with me while I was on the air. Do you know how hard it is not to just grab somebody while you're on the air?
That must have been really torturous.
I had, you know, but being there, but he was right next to me. And he, I know he did the glove on me. And then he was on the show for a brief second because we were talking. And I told him I want to get him on the show because, oh, my God, not only is he the nicest guy in the world, but he is just fabulous. And you know what? We could talk about him because, you know what? I would marry him. I ain't going to lie.
Uh-oh. I hope your man's not listening right now. You know what? I think you just need to buy one of them gloves and put it on your husband.
You know what? And you know what? Because you know that glove comes in left and right.
Ooh.
Or did you know that? Yeah, it comes in left
no,
and right.
No, I didn't know that. I'll have to try one of those because that sounds like something I'd want to, like, put on and, like, give my husband a hand job with. I love getting new toys and trying different things on him. Oh, I love doing that stuff.
Knowing that that's your favorite toy, and like I said, that's why I was sitting here. I was like, I know that toy. I was like, I know this guy, you know, and I shouldn't say
yeah.
I know him, but I mean, I've met him. I got a chance to, like I said, we're always, every Exotica I do, my booth is right next to his. I kid you not. And this year was the first year having a radio show. So he was watching me be animated. So I'm on the air and I'm being animated and I have a little routine. I don't care if I'm at home or there. I have a little routine before the show. So they're watching me go on my zone and they could tell that the show is going to come on because I'm doing my little routine before the show, preparing myself for it. And it was like so funny because he's watching me and I had people watching me and people started realizing I was on the air. It was crazy. But, oh, yeah, you're right. The celebrity. And if he lets me get some, I will have. I will have them on my site because he does sell them in bulk. I do know that. So,
ooh, yes. Okay. Well, you know what? Yeah, that I would highly recommend that toy to everybody. I actually do.
Now, and you know what? I agree with her because, like I said, even though I don't have it on my site because my distributor doesn't sell it, I know who made them and I know how to contact them. So,
yes. Well, you need to get a couple of boxes of those because they are the bomb.
So, wow, you know, I got to thank you for coming on. And
thank you so much. It was so awesome talking to you. And I love your website. And everybody out there, check out housewifekelly.com and follow me at housewifekelly on Twitter.
Because we've got one person, I don't know, and, you know, I guess the person who wanted to ask the question, I guess when we went to them, they got kind of shy, but I'm going to check the email because, like I said, I'm multitasking. I'm trying to, you know, one day, I am. This is, like, so crazy because I started Ask Miss V because I wanted people to have a way to ask questions who didn't want to come on. So it's, like, so crazy right now. I'm checking the emails. I'm checking the Twitter. I'm trying to make sure anybody, if I miss your questions, it's not because it's intentional. It's because I'm checking the Twitter. I'm checking the chat room. Guest 1013. 10:315. I see you in the chat room, sweetie. You know, all you got, if you join, you could be asking all kind of questions. And for the caller that's on there, if you got a question before we let Housewife Kelly go, because I know that she's got a busy night ahead. And and Kelly, did you know I did a live toy demo at the end of my show?
You do a what?
A live toy demo.
If only I was there, you can demo on me.
I know. You know what? I've been trying to figure out how to do this, you know, because the beauty is that I do my show out of my home. So I have my office, and I do everything on my show. Okay, somebody send me a direct message. Okay, Twitter. You know what? I'm sitting here, and, you know, I want to thank you for being on so much. And if you get a chance, call back in. You know, we would love to have you on anytime. And, you know, you're
definitely
more than welcome.
Will. Definitely. Maybe we'll see each other at Exotica. If not, I'd definitely love to call in another time. It was awesome. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. And for all you guys, remember, follow her on Twitter. And shout out your website again, sweetie.
It's housewifekelly.com.
And thank you. And I got to say, have a good evening. Have fun for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, you guys, I gotta thank my guest, Housewife Kelly. We had so much fun, you know, and this like works out perfect because, you know, we got Ask Miss V. We've got all this going on tonight. I gotta thank my guests. I got the toy in my hand, having fun. As they say, watching everything going on, checking the vlogs, checking everything. Oh wow, it's hot. She got me hot too. She is so sexy. For those of you who have never been to her site, you gotta go to it. You know, I gotta give her a shout out again. HousewifeKelly.com. And in case you guys are wondering how to spell that, that's HousewifeKelly.com. She has one of the best amateur porn sites. I wouldn't even call it porn. I would say adult content. Because she has hardcore amateur, you know, but she's so sweet and she's beautiful. You know, oh my God, she's so beautiful. And I just got to thank her for being on because we had so much fun. And you guys know we are coming down to our last 35 minutes of the show. And this is your chance where we are going to the Ask Miss V segment, which means that you can send your questions, you can ask your questions, but you know we've got to pay those bills tonight. And we're going to take a short, small break. And when we come back, we'll be taking your questions, and I will be answering that ever so elusive question, do you listen to your mate? But you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. You are here with Miss V, the toy lady.
My lips hurt. We'll be right back.
That's right. We had that rope burn going on. You know what that means. If I'm thinking about the rope burn, that means that I've hit that sexy-ass part of the show. You know, the show where I take your questions and we have a discussion. Tonight, our discussion is sexless relationships. That's right. Before I even get into tonight's topic, I want to say thank you to my guest tonight, Housewife Kelly, better known, let's rephrase it, Kelly Anderson, a.k.a. Housewife Kelly. She was such a great guest, and I can't wait to have her back. You know, we're going to have so much fun. And it was a pleasure talking to her. Definitely got to have her back on the show. But listening and everything else, what's going on with you guys tonight? Are you in a sexless relationship? And if so, how do you handle it? You know, we're at this last 30 minutes of the show, and definitely the topic is, do you listen to your mate? And are you in a sexless relationship? And if so, how do you handle it? And remember, you can always send your questions to me, Ask Miss V, at thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at thetoylady.com. And I will answer your questions on the air or sign into the show and go into the chat room and you can type your questions or hit us on Facebook. As y'all know, I'm answering questions everywhere. And I see we got a caller. I need to find out what's going on with my callers tonight because you guys, oh, my God, I think I scared y'all off when I had Miss Kelly on. So let me see what's going on with this caller that's been called in because y'all know I love putting people on the spot. And it's been a while since I just got a chance to have a chit-chat with my listeners. So let's see what's going on with the listeners tonight. Hey, you on the air with Miss V. What's going on, sweetie?
Not much. You know, just tuning in, see what's going on.
What's going on? Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, definitely am. I always enjoy your show.
Did you get a chance to hear my guest? She is so sexy. Housewife Kelly.
No, I actually missed her because I was doing some work and I looked at the time. I said, damn.
That's all right.
To see what she's about.
You know what? She is so sweet. You know, she was working before the show, so I know she had to finish doing some work. But I got a question. You know, you guys know I love asking my listeners questions. And tonight's topic, and you know, since, do you mind being put on the spot, sweetie?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
You know, before I get all up in your business, because, you know, my listeners don't always like when I do this to them, but I figure I'm going to ask. Have you ever been in a sexless relationship? And if so, how did you handle it?
Yeah, well, actually, I was the one that made it a sexless relationship. But, so I said it, I was annoyed, you know, with, I was annoyed with the person, so that kind of motivated into, not motivated, transitioned into, you know, the sex part of it, where I just, every time I looked at them, like, I just kept on getting annoyed. So I was like, no, what, I'm good.
Wow.
I just please me and be with me.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, that was tonight's show topic, being in sexless relationships and how do people handle them, if people are in them. I mean, I really don't know if people are in them or not. And then the other question was, listen. I mean, you know, I always have a word for the weekend. This week's word was listen. And my question is, do you listen to your mate, or does your mate listen to you, or do you fake the listening, or do you even have that problem? Because everybody don't have that problem. Some folks just could talk, and people hear each other, and they communicate well. But I'm not going to say communicate because it's about listening. It's not really about communicating this time. So do you listen to your mate?
Yeah, I'm a big person. Like, you know, if somebody's, you know, calling me, expressing how they feel, expressing what they want, something like that, you know, I'm quick to listen. You know, I'm a good listener. And stuff. You know, I may have my interjections, but, you know, at the same time, I always listen at the same time. You know, my problem is the fact that does not be reciprocated to me. Like, they don't listen to me or them. So at a certain point in time, it's like I still listen, but then I zone out after a while. I see that, you know, there's no interest in what I'm saying as well.
Well, you know, like I said, tonight is one of those nights where, you know, I'm sitting back, I'm chilling with my listeners, and it's almost like I got a drink in my hand and I don't. I'm having a silly ass night because I've been talking about all kinds of shit. I've been scatterbrained tonight. And I've just been fucking with people and my listeners and been talking about the hot weather and talking about the upcoming shit that's coming on and telling people, you know, this is your chance. Very seldom do I allow you guys just put me on the spot, but you know, I have the segment, Ask Ms. V. Is there anything that you want to ask me that you was afraid to ask or that you didn't know if you could ask? Because I'll tell you if I ain't going to answer it.
Let's see.
Wow, when people think like that, that shit kind of scare me. Did I want to open that door? And yes, for all you guys listening, I really do answer these questions. This is a caller who called in, and this is your opportunity, because y'all know I don't give these too often. I mean, I get asked questions on Twitter all the time, and I get, well, I can't say I don't answer, because early on Facebook, I had one of my people ask me if I did DPs, if I had ever done a DP. And, yeah, so I guess I do answer questions because I answer that honestly.
Okay. Well, what is it that turns Ms. B on? Like, what gets Ms. B in the mood to, like, not even just a mood to say, man, or I could get some right now, but in that mood to say, I would tear that shit up?
What gets me in the mood? Sexual mood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But not in any regular type mood. In the mood to basically just, you know, like, you take control or you dominate, you know, the better.
What gets me in the mood? Foreplay. Good foreplay gets me in the mood. And when I say good foreplay, it has to be that non-sexual type of foreplay. The stupid stuff, the pillow fights, the tickling, that type of stuff actually gets me in the mood where I'm having fun with the person I'm with. When we're just having fun and it's not about the sex, that's what I think gets me in the mood the most, because it's not about the sex at that point. It leads to it, but, you know, I like acting like a kid. So those, you know, taking a pillow and beating the shit out, beating somebody with a pillow and being flipped over and tickled and, you know, just the fun stuff. That's what gets me, you know. I had to think about it because it's been a while since I've done that. But, I mean, that's what really gets me is the – that's what I call good foreplay, you know, where you talk about the pillow fights and the tickling. Stuff like that gets me.
Okay.
I'm old school, you know.
All right, sure. Put it like this, it's that attention to detail that actually, you know, makes everything worthwhile. So.
Wait a minute, what did you say? I didn't even, you know what, you sound so garbled. I ain't hear nothing you just said.
I was saying it's that attention to detail that makes everything worthwhile.
Like I said, it's just me, you know. I had to think about that question because it's one of those, you know, since it's so quick in some relationships, you know, I always had to think like, well, what really does get me and what gets me is that it's that playing, you know, as they say, not the sexual part, not the grabbing the titties, not the hitting the ass, but the, you know, something stupid. You just sitting there and all of a sudden somebody hits you with a pillow and then you get into a pillow fight and then you tickling and, you know, the play wrestling, the stuff that leads to it, but where it doesn't start out sex. I mean, that shit is, like, hot to me because that means that, you know, it's leading up to it. It's a builder.
Okay.
You know, it ain't about
I learned something new about you today.
It ain't about just stripping down and I'm doing it. Let's see, you know. How long have you been a listener, sweetie? You know, I'm always interested since, you know, my show is still a new show. I always like to know how long people have been listening to me.
Let me see.
And do you follow me on Twitter?
Yeah, I follow you on Twitter, you know, and I think it's been about like three months I'm listening to you. Like three months I'm listening.
One of my first listeners. Wow, you know. Somebody who hanging in there. I hope I don't lose you as a listener.
Oh, no, never that.
You know, so what do you think about our real conversations? Is it anything that you would ever want me to ask the guest that I don't ask?
But see, it would depend on the guest, because I would say, it would definitely depend on the guest, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of these guests, you know, you may never know, they may not be experienced with it or not, but I would say definitely keep on the path of what you're doing, you know, with what you're asking, and definitely stay raw with it, because I like to hear when they get put on the spot sometimes, you know, especially when I hear them stutter. I'm like, they didn't expect that one. Okay. And then, you know, that gets me tuned more. I'm like, ooh, okay, hold on, something juicy.
Well, it's like tonight, my guest, I put her on the V spot, and tonight's question when I asked her was, what song did she lose her virginity to? And that's a question I haven't asked anybody before, and it was like, wow, you know, I tell everybody when we go to the V spot, you know, that's it. I don't know what's coming out my mouth.
Shit.
So,
like, damn, song. Yeah, you know what? If a person lost their song, lost their virginity while a song was playing, they're lucky, because I wasn't that lucky.
I know what song I lost my virginity to. I know it to this very day.
Hey, I was 16 when I lost my virginity, and I remember specifically I was watching DuckTales. Yeah, I would never forget that episode ever. Episode is,
well, I wasn't watching no DuckTales. I won't say how old I was, but I could tell you it's a lot of babies that was made to Prince, because that's when Bambi was out, and I specifically remember I lost my virginity to Do Me Baby. I remember that real clear. And I've been a Prince fan for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I've been to numerous Prince concerts, because not only does he sing very well, he gives a damn good show. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the 1999 tour at two different locations with the little red Corvette. Oh, I was loving that shit. So I tell everybody, I remember, you know, I remember who I lost my virginity to, and I remember what song I lost it to. I can't tell you when I lost it, but I could tell you what song I lost it to, and I could tell you who I lost it to. And that individual turned out to be the biggest asshole in the world, but
Hey, but, it usually turns out that way.
But, I mean, it was, as they say, it was my first high school crush, so I can say I was fortunate to lose my virginity to my high school crush. And we were together all the way up until they moved down the state, you know. I guess if that's one way to break up, you break up because your family moved you to another state. His parents got a better job, and they up and left the state. So that was it, but I did encounter him later on, and he was an ass later on, you know. I think that he thought that I was still the same girl that he was with. And, you know, I found out some things which really made him a jerk. I found out that when I lost my virginity to him, his friends were actually in the other room. So all his friends knew that I had lost my virginity that day and that he had done it. And I didn't know it. So I found that out later on. And a couple of the guys who were there, I'm really good friends with them, and, you know, every now and then the conversation will come up, and every now and then they'll get punched in the face. Because when that conversation comes up, you know, I mean, hell, it's a reaction, you know. You remind me when I lost my virginity, I remind you how stupid you were, and that's why you get punched, you know. So I guess the turnout is that I think he's a total ass, and I don't speak to him. I haven't spoke to him in years, but two of the guys who were there end up being very good friends with me, and we're good friends this very day. But like I said, every now and then, you know, if there's that reminiscing going on back then, you know, remember when, and that comes up, I do punch. I don't hit, I punch. And I remind them. So they try not to bring it up, because I will punch the hell out of somebody for bringing that up, because I didn't think. Well, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. As a girl, that's very embarrassing when you find out that there was an audience when you lost your virginity. To my understanding, they didn't see it. They just heard it. But still, that's very embarrassing. You know, no, you don't want somebody to hear when you lose your virginity, especially when you're not a hoe. I mean, hoes do that, not... you know, good girl. That's not
what we do. You weren't that much
At that time, yes, I was very refined. Very refined. I'm still a refined adult. Believe it or not, I'm a very refined adult. You guys here, Miss V, y'all don't know the real me all the time. That's why, as they say, it's nice being behind a microphone on the radio. And lots of fun. Well, you know what, sweetie? I want to thank you for calling in, but guess what? I got to let you know what's going on. I got this artist coming up next week. Well, next few weeks. Let me give you got a minute? I got to run down my lineup because I got to pay some bills. Well, first of all, I have to thank my guest housewife, Kelly, because she was fabulous. But in the next few weeks, I've got some great guests coming up. I've got neo-soul artist Yahaloma, and I got a chance to hear this chick's music. She is off the chain. She's going to be on June 22nd. Well, I'm pushing her a whole month out. And then I've got Angel Moore from VH1's Tough Love 2. She's going to be on July 2nd. Now, I want to get up on her business because, you know what? Tough Love was a tripped-out show, and she did some tripped-out shit on that show. I'm still watching old episodes. And next week, I got this guy called Mr. Satisfaction, and I got a chance to see some of his work. You know, when you so bold that you call your name Mr. Satisfaction XXX, your ass better be good, you know, so... And I want all my listeners to know this is a show that you don't want to miss because, see, I love interviewing straight-up porn stars because it's so much fun. They never know what's going to come out my mouth, and they don't get a chance to tell me what they want me to ask. So that's going to be fun interviewing him, you know. As they say, after him, I'm taking a small break from the adult industry. We're going to do some artists that are not adult industry. Then we'll be back in our adult industry stuff, but we're going to have fun. But for those of you who want to, if you want to keep up with me, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. Wow, did I just lose my voice? That's Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOY, and I'm on Twitter. But you also follow V's After Dark Pleasure Products. On Facebook, we have three pages. We have two pages to like. One is two fan pages, one page where you can actually become our friend. And you got to always listen for the live toy demo. This week's live toy demo is going to be from Screaming O. Now, for those of you who used to Screaming O for cock rings, Screaming O has a line called the Studio Collection, and I have their compact, which has a vibrating bullet in it. And this thing, ladies and men, this is the compact. You can have it in your purse, not men. You can have it in your purse, but it has a mirror on it, so people won't know that you've got a vibrator with you. But it comes with an extra set of batteries, and it has four speeds, and this bitch is powerful. So I'm going to have fun doing this live demo tonight with this. And, oh, my God, you know, I got to find out, you know, what do you guys want? You know, you guys, if y'all want me to ever demo a toy, just send me a message, you know. Post it on Twitter. I'm not ashamed of what's posted on Twitter. You know, if you guys say, hey, I want to hear Ms. V demo this toy, post it on Twitter. You know, somebody else might have something else in mind, you know. And ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask me because having the Ask Ms. V segment is, you know, we're going to, you know, start something probably next week where we're going to give 30 minutes of Ask Miss V. You know, we're going to really get into Ask Miss V, find out what you guys are thinking, talk about the topic of the day, you know, and let the show be about you guys. How many shows can you say are about you? You know, it's not many radio shows that say, hey, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to take your questions. What you think about that, listener?
That sounds good. Sounds very good.
Well, you know what? I'm down to these last 9 minutes. And it's hot. Is it hot where you at? Because it's hot as hell where I'm at.
It was hot. And, you know, I was outside doing some, you know, different stuff. And that rain came down, you know. But it was that, I don't know, it was that nice, warm rain.
Okay, because I'm like... Maybe it's because I'm under some lights. I mean, I do have hot lights going on during the show, so maybe that's what I'm going through. I feel like I'm having a hot flash here. But I do have this. I'm serious. I got a hot-ass light on me. I got a few hot lights that are on me because had to have everything going on. You know, I really like my listeners. So did you have any more questions for me?
Nothing yet.
Well, yeah. You know, that makes me want somebody to say yes. Are you trying to get all over my nerves?
I like to get to know the voices behind this, you know, behind the microphone.
Well, you know, this voice behind the microphone is, for whatever reason, going raspy tonight. And I hope I'm not coming down with nothing. But, got to tell you guys, the month of July, y'all going to be in for all kinds of surprises. I think I may be doing just a straight up, I'm going to call it like a straight talk show. Haven't decided. July is going to be a fun month for me because that's the month. For those of y'all who think I'm joking, I'm going to probably be drunk all of July, at least for the first 2 weeks of it, maybe first 3 weeks. But these are shows that you guys don't want to miss because there's no telling what's going to happen. I haven't decided if I'm going to do a whole bunch of guests in July. What I can tell you is that it's like all kind of straight talk. But one thing I can say is that I might do something that I normally wouldn't do. I might do what I call a blast show. I might blast some people on my show, something that I normally don't do. But I think that the blasting I would do would be more constructive criticism versus blasting, because I think when you blast somebody, then you're belittling yourself when you do it. But when you do constructive criticism, which is probably still blasting, it's not different. I'm going to call it some constructive criticism, but I may do it. I've been following Twitter, and I've been looking at some of the shit that's been posted on Twitter, and I don't, you know, well, I got a second. What do you guys think of some of these? I'm looking at Twitter wars, and I'm not talking about between music artists. I'm talking about, you know, I've been watching a couple of Twitter wars go back and forth for the past couple of days, and I'm like, stupid-ass shit. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Why the hell are you warring with this person? You are nobody. And we're talking about nobody people warring with each other. Because I kind of ventured off from my regular page and started, like, looking at what other folks were doing. I was like, you know, really? How can you dog somebody out when you don't know them? So what do you think about these Twitter wars that are not industry related? When I say industry related, you don't have porn stars warring with each other. You don't have music industry. You've got these regular people who have taken to what I would call, like, I won't even call it bullying because there's no threatening going on, but it's just like, you ain't shit, you ain't this, you ain't that. But they're taken to the internet versus talking to these people. What do you think about that? Because I think this shit is stupid.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous and stuff, you know. Especially if you're not an industry person, who, you know, because a lot of times, you know, in the industry, because I'm in the industry myself, you know, a lot of times when we do in the industry, a lot of times it's just PR stuff. You know, we do it just to entertain the fans. But then a lot of times, you know, we do it because, you know, somebody disrespected, you know, our brand or anything like that. But even with that, you know, we need to stop that. But what it is, a lot of these people out there, they try to be famous. So the way they try to be famous is go about trying to mimic and mock, you know, what the people who are famous, you know, do. But it doesn't get them anywhere because, you know, you big win, you know, with a lot of times with the Twitter beef that end up happening, you know, if you keep getting caught up on their block, you know, they end up getting a place on WorldStar, getting their ass whooped, or, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, like I said, I just kind of glanced at it this week, and I was just like, I looked because for whatever reason, I decided to venture off of my page because people who I follow pretty much are, and I follow a lot of industry people just because of the nature of my job, and I look at some other people, just regular people, because I get these little suggestions. I was like, really? You know, and I was like, or people who compliment people they don't know, you know, I can't stand when I see somebody say, I respect you to the utmost, and then when you tell that person something, fuck you, bitch, you know, all of a sudden, like, so I was, like, looking at some of this shit this week. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, you know what? Let me quit looking at shit that don't pertain to me, because it actually kind of made me wonder. It almost made me want to shut down my Twitter account. I'm not going to lie, because it was just like, are you kidding me? Some of this phoniness, I will call it, that I saw. And I'm like, okay, Twitter is social networking. It's a business tool, in my opinion. I think Twitter should be reserved for business versus bullshitters. You know, you can't love every damn body and you can't respect every damn body. I'm just going to be honest because I don't respect everybody. I'm going to tell you. And I don't love everybody. I use this as a business tool. And I do respect my fans. You know, if my fans ask me something, I listen. But I definitely don't flip-flop back and forth. I don't love you today and hate you tomorrow. And I definitely have been watching some of this stuff. I'm like, really? You respect 500 people and you want to ask people what they're doing. And then, you know, these are people who, when if they tell you something that you don't like, it's all of a sudden you ain't shit. Like, seriously. So I was like, let me quit. Let me come back to my own little square and get up out this shit. You know, I looked at it. And I was like, okay, let me come back. And I think Twitter wars are the worst thing out there. I think that they're crazy. I couldn't even see me having a Twitter war with anyone in the industry just because that's not my nature. I'm going to be honest. You know, I can see the music industry. I kind of understand it. And I could see even adult stars, I could see them going back and forth. But a regular person like me, are you kidding me? Why am I going to go on Twitter as a grown woman and have a beef with you and make it public? That doesn't make me look like an adult. And I don't have to go on Twitter to say I respect you. You know, if I respect you, you're going to know I respect you regardless. The whole world doesn't need to know. So, I was just kind of curious. Maybe I should do a whole show on that. What you think? Respecting people on social networking.
Yeah, that seems cool. Or you could try to do a Maury type thing, you know, a Maury or Jerry Springer type thing, you know, bring on the people who are Twitter beefing.
Because you know what, that shit is like crazy to me. Like I said, I actually had to pull away because I looked and I was just curious because I've heard about these different Twitter beefs. And like I said, I don't beef on Twitter. I do business. But you know what? I just looked at my clock. Oh, my God, sweetie. I got to do this toy demo. Are you ready for my toy demo?
Oh, yeah. Definitely ready.
Right. I'm going to take care. Hear that? That's got 4 speeds. That's a bullet. For all y'all saying, what the hell is that shit? That is this bullet I'm getting ready to demo. I want to thank you for calling in. And I see I got a guest in the chat room. Oh, my God, guest, you're getting ready to be in for a treat show. I apologize because I got to get this toy demo in before I go off the air, you guys. And I want to thank everybody. So, sweetie, I'm going to put you on hold and you guys sit back and listen. And you're listening to Miss V the Toy Lady on V's After Dark. I'm demoing that nice screaming old studio collection comeback with the vibrating bullet. Oh, God. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's funny. That speed there. Wow. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm going to have to let you guys go. I'm going to, finish this off air. You guys, you're listening to Miss V the Toy Lady, and you have a great Tuesday night. I'm going to go finish this off the air. I'll talk to you next week, babies.